Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I am really good. We are so super happy because you just turned around to see me doing a fake smile.
That was pretty impressive, I'll be honest. It caught me off guard.
I know. I was like a creepy clown. but it's appropriate because I have got a book, a comedy for you.
Oh, okay. That's where the creepy clown smile came from.
No, it was because I told you I had to fake being happy.
Oh, okay. You're not wrong. All right, I'm on track now.
So, well, I've brought for you, the book is called The Helpline, and it is from Catherine Collette. It is about to make a big splash. It's had this amazing sort of sign-up deal, and it is Catherine Collette's debut novel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's really fantastic that this Melbourne author is going to be doing so amazingly from it. So, The Helpline introduces us to Jermaine Johnson. She's a senior mathematician who's just lost her job at an insurance company in unfortunate circumstances and finds that her life has kind of lost a little bit of direction. A job on the senior citizens helpline was not on the cards for her. Jermaine's kind of better with numbers than with people, who are often just so unpredictable. But she hasn't got much choice, and her cousin knows the mayor. So, you know, get...
Oh, I see. Connections.
Yeah, connections. So the helpline's no good, though. Too many callers. But the mayor has taken a special interest and enlisted Jermaine for a special project. I'm doing good radio here. I'm tapping my nose.
Air quotes, special project.
Now, what to do about this troublesome community centre? So this is the helpline, and it's kind of pitched as a comedy and provides a variety of absurdly relatable moments. I think especially for people that work in public service, which of course we don't, but yeah, it's a sort of this darkly humorous exploration of local council machinations. Think kind of Rats in the Ranks meets The Office. But therein lies the problem, or at least the problem that I had. As I read, I found myself engaging with each of the book's deeply flawed characters, Jermaine in particular, and sort of overreaching this comedy for the pathos of a life where politics and suspicion sort of seem to overrule human relationships. But then maybe that's comedy for you, because unless you're a sort of a kick in the nuts, can I say nuts on brekkie? I mean, they're in most people's cereals, right?
Yeah, you've done it. Go for it. Okay. No, we're all good.
unless you like that sort of slapstick crotch shot sort of comedy. Comedy does need a good bit of pathos so that when you laugh, it really lifts you up. So if I come back to my analogy of The Office, I'm going UK. Sorry to open up that particular war this morning. In The Office, you know, it was kind of like Tim and Dawn's tragic dance around a relationship that springs to mind, or Gareth's absolute confidence in the face of ineptitude. Against this, we always kind of cling to the laughter as a lifeline, and they help us feel our own lives might contain similar redemptive absurdities. So too, in Catherine Collette's The Helpline, Jermaine is single-minded, she's intelligent, yet her feelings of achievement are constantly undercut by her memory of childhood testing that revealed she was not, in fact, gifted. And her ambition is this single-mindedness. It's exploited by the mayor for the mayor's political gain. And on the seniors helpline, Jermaine is confronted with people with problems. So instantly she begins to gather data and design algorithms to automate the helpline so that a computer might better winnow out the chaff of the lonely elderly who might just want someone to talk to. On the mayor's request, Jermaine leaves the phones and puts faces to the voices at the local community centre. Here, her horror of people's foibles is further tested. Foibles is a great word, isn't it?
Horror of foibles,
Horror of people's foibles. It's further tested as she confronts clashes between the centre and the local golf club over parking.
Of course. I mean, parking brings out the worst in people, so sure.
It really does. In fact, it's strange. This is complete aside, but reading this book and another book that I'm reading at the moment, actually the book I'm going to bring next week for you, and there are clashes in golf club parking lots in both of them.
Oh my God, there's a theme happening.
It's bizarre, yeah. Australian literature is dominated by confrontations in golf club parking lots. So the true strength We're talking about Catherine Collett's The Helpline, if you are wondering what's happening on Brekkie. The true strength of The Helpline is the depth and variety of its ensemble of characters. The mayor is the picture of self-serving ambition, set against the limp charm of her partner, Alan, a disgraced Sudoku world champ who now runs the golf club. Yeah, no, you heard that right.
Okay, all right, sure.
In the senior centre, we meet the outspoken Celia, Jermaine's neighbour Jinjin, who cannot see Jermaine's rude avoidance, and Jermaine's mum Sharon, who just wants Jermaine to be happier and maybe a little easier to get along with. Jermaine's sharp edges, though, they're softened. When we see her viewed through these people's eyes, we forgive her treatment of the seniors, because like she's... When I say she's not great with people, she's not great with people. We forgive her treatment of the seniors as she learns the true extent of the mayor's plan, and they allow us to become invested in Jermaine's kind of arc of self-discovery. I really enjoyed, I thoroughly enjoyed The Helpline, even if I did take it a little bit more seriously than perhaps I was supposed to. I'm yet to mention the biscuit petition and Jermaine's curious hotness rating system. There are graphs in this book, like proper amusing but scientific and mathematically accurate graphs. And these are the touches that populate the narrative with fun. If you're sick of the state of politics of late, this is probably the book you need to laugh and celebrate one of the politicians getting their due, as well as some cockle-warming human moments to lift you up.
I love it because when you sort of told me what this was about initially, it could very easily have gone down the path of being quite a serious dramatic book, but it's a comedy. That's not, you know, a comedy about math and someone who's bad at talking on a helpline.
Yeah, and look, if you do listen to me on Final Draft on Saturday mornings, I am going to be featuring a conversation with Catherine Collett about The Helpline, and in it I discuss with her the fact that I went down a very serious route with this because of the characters, but then there is also this amazing comedy, and Catherine's got some really interesting insights that I would encourage people to listen to, where the comedy came from, and a lot of it does come from just everyday experience. Like, people take amazing things seriously, and from the outside, it can look quite humorous.
You've already teased that next week we're going to be talking about fights in a golf club. What are we actually talking about?
Yeah, that was... That does not sum up this book at all. It does feature a scene where there is a confrontation in a golf club. So we're going to be talking about Claire Varley's The Book of Ordinary People. This book is stunning. It takes five seeming strangers caught in Melbourne's north gridlock, and we circle their lives over a period. It's really quite remarkable. I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you.
I'm holding on to the fight in a golf course because gridlock would make me want to do that, quite frankly.
I've definitely misrepresented this book.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Andrew.
Pleasure. See ya.